those who've been around the yeshiva heard already about Dr. Shane. Shane was a very amazing individual. Rabbi Grunblatt called him a gadol in chesed. I don't think that was an exaggeration. There's a whole book, Hanoch Tower, was motivated to write about him. He really was a very, very unique and special person, someone who can be a tremendous inspiration to all of us. And just very quickly was trying to think how we can perhaps learn to be like him. Those who know that some of the stories, the tremendous chesed, the creativity, chesed to every single individual, whether it went from the rabbeim to his mailman, to the garbage collector, people he knew, people he didn't know, was constantly thinking of aces and takfudas and einfalds, how to do chesed and cheer people up. And I was thinking there's a pasuk at the very end of the parsha that says that after Lavan and Yaakov parted ways, it says that Lavan gave a bracha to his grandchildren, to the Bnei Yaakov. And the Sipurnu is bothered, why does the Torah record Lavan's bracha? After all, the Torah is not a history book, and 99% of the episodes of the history are not recorded. What is so special about Lavan's bracha that the Torah records it? And the Sipurnu says that the Torah is telling us that Lavan's bracha had tremendous power. Why? Because he said it with kavana. He meant it. It came from his heart. He realized this was the last time he'd be seeing his children, his grandchildren. And it stemmed from his Tzema Elokim, from his being created in the image of God, gave him that tayah, that ability to give a tremendous bracha that would have remain for eternity, as recorded in the Torah. The Rishiva Lezal pointed out that when we think of Lavan in Harasha, he's not an individual that we think of someone with a Tzema Elokim. Lavan is the ultimate Rasha. He is Arami Oved Ovid. And this is at the moment that he came really to destroy Yaakov Avinu, except for the Kashkorachu did not allow him to destroy Yaakov. And at that moment, when Lavan is coming with his total rishus, that he was prepared to totally wipe out Klal Yisrael in his anger. And he's the super Russia that every year in Nagada we say, Arami Oved Avi, says in Sipurnu, but when he was inspired to give a bracha, his bracha has meaning because it came from his Tzema Elokim. And what I think the amazing lesson to realize is that every single person, even the biggest Russia, even, you know, from the Ummah Sa'idah, has tremendous godliness. If we could to hear that when we see every person, it doesn't make a difference who he is, but there's tremendous godliness, then I think that would inspire us to be about chesed. It's very easy if a God Adar, if Rabbi Yoshe would be here, if Rabbi Moshe would be here, and he needed a chair, everyone would go running to give him a chair. Because everybody wants to do a chesed to a gadol, to a tzaddik, to a great person. And if so we could appreciate that it's not just Rav Moshe and Rav Yoshe who are great people, but obviously every individual is created with Tzema Elokim. There's greatness in everyone, every single one of our chaverim, every person we meet, and even the garbage man and the postman and the person in the store and anybody, Jewish, not Jewish, old, young, there's tremendous godliness, then we would be inspired to also do chesed. That's really chat, and there's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos where Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai asked his Talmidim, what is the most important midah to work on? There were five different versions. One said ayin tov, a good eye, to see the good in everyone. And one said leiv tov, And the Mishnah ends up that really that leiv tov is the highest level. I think Dr. Shane's really, those who knew him, had this amazing lezo. He had an amazing heart. Things really, really bothered him. But I heard from Rav Meir Chodesh Zatzal that he said that lezo is a very, very hard midah to be kind of. To acquire a lezo is not so easy. There are yechidei skuda that have a lezo. But he said ayin tov is not so difficult. And therefore, Rav Meir Chodesh suggested that those people who do not find that they have this natural lays tov, they should work on ayin tov. The ability of ayin tov means to see the greatness, the beauty in every individual. And when you see the greatness in people, in everything, you have an ayin tov, then it's easy to go ahead and do chesed. So I'd say we should try suggestion to work on the midah of Ayin Toiva. According to the Meir Chodesh, it's a relatively easy midah, and that will help us to be able to do chesed and to somehow act perhaps in a similar manner as Dr. Chang.